Welcome. I've been talking about this for a while. Today it's happening. Today I have a live audience here in the room with me. Welcome, you guys. We are actually in the studio here. I'm sitting around a round table. I have the equipment all set up in front of me, but you know, unlike the other times, instead of talking to the wall, I have a handful of listeners who are here with us. We have Krista and Mike, Lori, good to have you guys here. Brenda is here, and Cindy, my wife, you've already met her on a previous episode, so nice to have my biggest fan here as well. This is season one and episode 34 of Unhurried, and I'm your host, Doug Kyle. I'm looking around the room. We all have tea. Cindy has made tea for us. Krista has brought this amazing bread and guava jam, and we're ready to go. So thanks, you guys, for being here. I'm also noticing no one is wearing ankle socks, which has been my struggle with my fashion upgrade through this podcast series, but actually nobody's wearing socks at all. It's just too hot for that. So, but here we are. I want you guys to just sit back and enjoy this in an unhurried way. And this is perfect time for us to get together because today we kick off a new podcast series. It's kind of in conjunction with the message series at church. It's entitled Missed Calls, and that starts this week. In fact, the timetable here is kind of interesting because all of you around the table, you haven't heard this message. You haven't heard anything from this message series, so you really don't know what this is about. I've prepared my message for tomorrow. Today is Saturday, actually, the Saturday before I kick off the message on Sunday morning. By the time you, the rest of our listeners, hear this, it's going to be midweek after the message has begun. So I'm sitting here with a group of people that are more in the dark than anyone else about what this series is all about. You have a chance to hear it before they do. So we're going to take a deep dive today, this time into uncharted territory. Well, you all are avid listeners. That's why you're here. The only way I advertised this was on the podcast, so you knew about it ahead of time. And what's your experience? I'm wondering, just even before we get into it, what's your experience been like? How is it different than, let's say, listening on a Sunday morning?
Hi, this is Mike. So I think I've left so many Sundays thinking I really want to revisit certain messages or topics, and then life gets in the way, and it just doesn't happen. So the podcast has really just helped me get into the rhythm of going back and sort of revisiting those topics, and it's just been fantastic.
Hi, this is Lori. I really enjoy listening to the podcast. I look forward to it during the week. It's informal, it's conversational, and I've also really enjoyed being able to share it with friends, some of who maybe don't attend Green Valley, but others in my circle that just need that daily or the weekly uplift. So I'm very grateful.
And Brenda, it looks like you want to say something.
Yes, I wanted to say that I really appreciate the podcast because it's a summary. It starts out as a summary of the message, and it gives you a little bit of a deeper dive. And also, I appreciate how, Pastor Doug, you comment on people have said or have asked me about certain points in the message, and you're able to expand on that. And I find that very helpful.
Well, that's encouraging to hear. And Cindy, I know I make you listen to it every week. So thank you. Thank you very much for listening to it. Usually we listen to it together and I'm cringing and you're saying it's not stupid. It's okay. So that's awesome. Well, I am going to show you guys all the graphic that will be associated with the sermon series right now. Because again, you guys don't know what this series is about. Everybody else has had a chance to presumably hear it, but you guys don't know. So I'm showing them the graphic right now. And for those that are listening, this is like an old school telephone, just the receiver, the earpiece and the mouthpiece hanging by its cord, this kind of curly Q cord, and these big words that say missed calls. First of all, I guess it's going to be hard for people to recognize what that is if it's not like our modern day phones, as an old school phone. But what do you guys think? Just seeing that graphic alone and the words missed calls, do you have any ideas on what this message series is going to cover? How about you, Krista?
Maybe missed opportunities.
All right. Missed opportunities. I like that. Any others?
Maybe the times that Jesus has called me and I didn't pick up.
Nice.
Yeah, and something similar. Just, yeah, missing those nudges from God.
Well, that makes me feel good because it makes me feel like the graphic itself kind of describes or conveys a little bit what this series is all about. In this podcast series, it's going to take us for a couple months here, week by week. We're going to be looking at those places in the New Testament where it specifically says that God has called us as believers to certain things. But it's easy for us to miss that call. It's easy for us to not tune in to what God really wants for us. So we're going to explore those places along the way in the series. I think understanding God's call upon our life is the key to really living well. He knows, He designed us. He knows what's best for us. And so as we think about those things, we realize this is what God wants for us. It's this beautiful invitation for us to enjoy the life that He wants for us. And speaking of enjoying life, I mean, we're just sitting around this table, we're sipping tea, we're having toast and guava jam. It's a good morning here this morning. I wish you guys could picture that. But in the same way, God wants us to have this enjoyable experience with Him. Doesn't mean it's not going to be hard. Doesn't mean that sometimes it's not going to have some painful parts to it. It means that we are going to miss out on life if we miss this call, the life that He has for us. So this analogy is maybe a little bit dated. I mean, the graphic is with this old school phone. Do you guys, any of you even answer your phones anymore? Does anybody actually pick up when someone calls you?
No. Half the time, a lot of time it's spam. So no, I do not answer the phone. But if it is a friend, I answer.
So you can recognize that it's someone that you want to answer the call, and in that case, you do answer it, which is maybe part of what we want to do. We want to learn to recognize when God is calling and then not miss that call. How about some of the others of you?
Same with me. I don't tend to answer the phone unless I can see who's calling.
Well, I think it's a generational habit. It's hard for me not to answer the phone. I'm older, and when the phone rings, you answer.
And on the other hand, we've learned from our kids that you should text first. They'll talk. We can call, but you got to text first.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I guess what we need to take away from that is we need to notice when it is God calling, and that's definitely a call we want to answer. I know sometimes I'm waiting for an important call, and then my phone will ring, but it doesn't have the contact on it. It just has a local number, and I think that could be that call I'm waiting for. And then sometimes in that case, I do pick it up, and often I'm disappointed, but I didn't want to miss the call. Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about the call of a lifetime, and it's really the primary call, the most important, the fundamental call of our lives. It's foundational to everything else, and it's the call for us to be a disciple, to be a follower of Jesus. And it's another way of putting that is God's on the line. He wants to talk to you, and He wants to tell you that above all else, He wants you to be one of His disciples. What do you guys think of when I first mentioned disciple? Is that a welcome term? Is that a little bit of a foreign term? What does that connotate for you when you think of being a disciple?
Well, I think when I was a young or new believer, maybe I am still young, I don't know. I would think that being a disciple was something that I probably could not live up to or attain. These were specially picked people to be used by God, you know. And as I've gotten older, I have learned that these people were regular people. And they made mistakes and they messed up. And so maybe I can live up to that status of being a disciple.
Man, that was good. That's actually a little bit what I am going to cover tomorrow. So if I get laryngitis, you guys are on call. You guys can give the message. Lori, what about you? What comes to mind when I talk about being a disciple?
Well, similar to Krista, I had an earlier definition for it in my life. But the farther I go in my walk with Jesus, it has changed. And I see being a disciple of Jesus as more of a friendship between Jesus and I. And my desire to share that friendship with others that either don't know him or maybe are falling away.
Again, that's great. Anybody else feel like it's sort of, I don't know, intimidating or hard, out of reach?
Yeah, that kind of resonates with me. That to me, that term kind of gives me a feeling like I need to push a little bit outside of my comfort zone a little bit and maybe do more.
Well, I appreciate that, those answers. Yeah, I want to convey, and I'm hoping that people come away from the message this weekend with the idea that being a disciple is really a wonderful thing. And it's more than that, it's absolutely essential for us to be a follower of Jesus. It's what he expects of us, what he requires of us, and also what he desires for us. So, but here's the surprise for me as I've looked into this further and prepared for this message. The first and the highest aspect of being a disciple is not what I expected. And this was stunning to me. It's because it's so easy for me to just think that what he wants me to do as a disciple is go out and do things. But his highest goal for me, his highest aspiration, is for me to be with him, to enjoy the relationship that he has for me. And I don't know about you, but it's so easy for me to get so busy with my tasks, hoping God will then bless those tasks, or if I'm maybe even busy with his task, hoping God will bless them. But for me, it becomes all about what I'm supposed to do or where I'm supposed to go, what his plan is for me. And I hardly ever stop to really check in along the way and enjoy the relationship. And yet it is that very connection that inspires and infuses everything else that I do. Here's a quote that I'm going to say for the message. So this, you guys here around the table get to hear this first. Tomorrow, I plan to say this. Before doing something for him, Jesus wants you to be with him. Nothing else important happens in your spiritual journey apart from him. His highest aspiration for you is not to storm the castle, rush the mountain, or conquer the world. Instead, the number one reason he called you is to invite you to be with him. I don't know. Does that resonate with some of you as you think about this idea that more than doing things, he wants us to be with him?
It just came to mind as you were speaking about that sometimes we can make our relationship with Jesus so complicated, but it's so simple. It's just about being with him, and that's it.
Absolutely. And so tomorrow I really want to drive that home, that he wants to be with us more than he wants to do things through us. He does want to do things through us, but first of all, it grows out of our relationship with him. So as I think about that, and as I've kind of put together what I'm going to say tomorrow, but there's always room for tweaking it. Do you guys have any advice for me? Any things that I should say? Any tips you have for me to add to my message tomorrow, if I use them, you listeners to this podcast will know where I got it. So you guys have any ideas for me?
I think this was comforting to me recently. I heard that yes, he wants to spend time with us, and like I kind of mentioned earlier, he can kind of use anybody and ordinary people. And not only that, he has used people who were at the bottom of the bottom. You know, the woman at the well, she was divorced 4 times. So, think about that. You've been divorced 4 times. You're probably feeling like God can't use me. Well, he can. And so that to me is comforting, knowing that no matter where I am in my life or how far away I think I am, or I think, oh, I've done this or that, God could never use me, that he can and he will.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. I'm jotting that down right now as you're speaking. I'm making notes, and I'll You might hear that. You might hear that this weekend. Thanks, Krista. Anybody else have some tips for me as you think about this idea that he wants to be with us even more than he wants to work through us?
I like to share one of the things that we do, you and I, Doug, and that is to really take time and find ways to delight in him. I think he wants to spend time with us, and one of the things that we can do is to really focus on finding things that are delightful, that just make me go, wow, God did that. God's hearing that. No matter what it is, whether it's something we see or experience or whatever, but just to allow him to be a part of what's happening in our lives here and now, as though we really are spending time with him.
Yeah, and I think that brings us into the moment with God. It brings us into the present. We're not, because I can so easily get focused on the future and what I need to do or what I need to accomplish. And that little practice, Cindy, that you're talking about, that you and I do, it gives us a chance to just be brought back into the very moment, being with God in his presence. So I love that. Thanks. Well, I love that. That really captures the heart of what I want to start out with tomorrow in the message, and maybe many of you have already heard it, had a chance to listen to it now, and that is the idea that being a disciple means, first of all, to be with him. It's more than that, of course, and it includes a few other aspects that I will also cover in the message. It authorizes us for impact. God truly wants to use us. Once he's with us, then he wants to use us. It's a very personal call to be a disciple, different for every single person. It shapes who we are. It shapes our very identity, the way we understand ourselves. And the final point, I think, is a little bit of a twist, and that's the idea that it's achievable. And we've talked about that a little bit already around this table, the idea that being a disciple isn't this extraordinary call for just a select few. It's something for all of us, and it is something that's achievable. It's something that we actually, with God's grace and with his Spirit, can do. Well, not so much in this weekend's message, but in the future, I also want to cover the idea of how do we recognize God's ringtone in our lives. If he's in our contacts, if he's the most important contact with a capital C in our life, how do we recognize it when he's calling us? Because I have a feeling that it's not just occasional, but it's throughout our lives and throughout our days that God is trying to get our attention. He's trying to direct us. He's trying to connect with us. How do we recognize God's dial tone? I don't know, looking around this table, for you guys, how do you know when he's trying to get your attention? You have any idea on that?
Yeah, for me, when I hear that, I think about quieting down the other ringtones in my life a little bit. And a lot of that is actually my phone.
I wish you guys could see what's happening around the table right now. Everybody's jaws just dropped open when Mike said that. That's such a profound point. In order to hear God's ringtone in our lives, we need to make sure we're not distracted with other ringtones in our lives, the other things that grab for our attention. And often when God is speaking in our lives, he speaks softly, whereas this world shouts. Although I have an interesting quote about that, maybe I'll share that with you right now, because there's a twist to that. One of my favorite authors, C.S. Lewis. Again, those keeping track at home, that's another point for C.S. Lewis. He says this, and I've known this quote for a long time, and it kills me every time I hear it. He says this. He says, "God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world." And so I guess I said that God whispers, but sometimes he shouts. And perhaps part of the way he gets our attention sometimes is in those painful times in our lives, the suffering that we go through. Not that he causes those things. Much of it is because we live in a broken world, but he uses those things in our lives to draw us closer to him. He always uses that. And so I guess that's one very profound way that he speaks to us, but all of us want to, we want to hear his voice, not just in pain, right? We would like to avoid that if we could. We want to hear his voice all the time. And so I love, Mike, what you just said, this idea that being tuned into the other things that would distract us and demand our attention, to mute those things in order to hear God's ringtone, his call, his voice in our lives. All right. Well, that's so good. I've loved talking with you guys about that. One more thing, just for fun. Would you guys like to give me a word or a phrase that you want me to insert into my message tomorrow? And that way, all of you who have heard the message, you'll know where it came from. You guys have any words or phrases for me?
Well, as I look around the table here, as you mentioned, we are enjoying tea and toast with butter and this delicious guava jam. So I vote for guava jam.
Guava jam. All right. I don't know how I'm going to fit disciple and guava jam together, but let me see if I can work that in. This is great, though. This has been such a great time around the table with you guys. I appreciate it so much, and I'll do my best to include that in the message tomorrow. Well, this has been fun. Go ahead.
Would you rather have mud wrestling?
No.
We could give you mud wrestling.
I will take guava jam for sure. I'll find a way to put that in. Well, thanks for bringing the jam. Thanks for bringing the tea and the toast and all of that for all of you contributing. More importantly, thanks for your contributions to the podcast. I know everybody's going to enjoy listening to this and listening to you. This has been fun to do the podcast in front of a live audience. We'll do it again sometime. Kind of nice to hear other voices besides mine. So that's been great. Well, until next time, this has been Unhurried with me, your host, Doug Kyle, and I look forward to talking soon.